Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Nielsen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Fisk moves to second. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Walker scores. Fisk moves to third. Lions moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Lions scores. Williams moves to third. Guillen moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Baines reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Guillen scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Nielsen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lions scores. Williams moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Baines reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Redus moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Calderon strikes out. Bando drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Calderon out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Hill moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Redus reaches third base with a triple. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts towards the mound. Nielsen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Noboa now playing shortstop. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 13-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gielen scores. Redus moves to second. It's 14-0, White Sox. Doug Jones now pitching. Darryl Boston pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Redus moves to third. Boston moves to second. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Snyder picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Snyder. Redus scores. Boston scores. Walker moves to second. It's 16-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler is hit by the pitch. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabler moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nielsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Brett Butler. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parsons moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-1 in the game. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Parsons now playing center field. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Parsons. Boston reaches second base with a double. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 17-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 17, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.